The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. G'day, Kate.
Hello, how are you? I was just adjusting my mic.
Really
there,
good.
Sorry.
I'm just looking at the list of things that we're going to talk about today in the Wild West.
And
I'm so happy we've got Jeff Parry in here too. So let's start
it's
with this.
Be a surprise.
Do you like you like fish and chips, don't you, Jeffrey?
Do you like fish and chips? Yes, I do. We used to have them a lot as when we were kids. I mean, that was everyone's favourite takeaway. Now you've got so many choices, but yes.
There's a new chippy in Leaderville that's just opened up.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kate, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's a new chippy with a twist. It's vegan, totally vegan. So, yeah, nothing fishy it's called. And
which
is literally nothing fishy.
Yeah, nothing fishy, not going.
No, and the funniest thing is she's actually the daughter of a fisherman. So, yeah, there's her background. So she obviously knows what fish tastes like, and it seems that she's done a really good job. It's really popular.
Yeah. Are you going to go there, Jeff?
No.
Not even out of curiosity
to try vegan.
Well, the chips, you don't have to worry about the chips, right? Like, chips are already vegan.
That's true.
One of the great vegan foodstuffs, hot chips.
I wonder how,
in vegetable oil, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I wonder how far some of it is from being vegan anyway. Like crab sticks, is any of that actually seafood?
This is what I wonder.
Squid rings, is that squid?
Do we have any idea what the vegan fish fillets are made of?
I just brought a little list of ingredients with me.
Great.
Yeah, just in case. So it's actually plant protein, soy and konjac.
It's like a jelly.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like they use it to make noodles and types of jelly in Asia. It's got no carbs. So konjac noodles are, very healthy.
And they are.
Have you tried it? Does it taste like fish?
I actually really want to. No, but they've had rave reviews. So you've had, skeptics that have gone in there and said, I thought it was going to be terrible, but I really like it.
But are they expecting it to taste like fish and it doesn't?
See, that's the thing. You probably go in there expecting it not to taste like fish, and when it tastes kind of like fish, you're amazed, right? So, yeah, I don't know.
But you know how you can tell fresh fish? You can tell fresh fish because it doesn't taste very fishy. So, so if this tastes fishy, wouldn't it just taste like fish that's not very fresh?
I suppose.
There's a philosophical debate. I would try
that's
it out, though.
People who eat snake. Well, what does snake taste like? It tastes like chicken. Everything that you can't identify tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
I'm 100% going to taste it, though. So if anybody's out there listening from Nothing Fishy, send in a tray of fish and chips. We will try it live on air.
Yes.
There you go.
Honest reviews.
I tell you what, if you do it on a Friday, I'll try it live on air.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. What about potato scallops? Do you like a potato scallop?
Love a potato scallop.
I love crab sticks. I've got to admit, I actually had one the other day.
That's like a sneaky little thing for me. I love a crab stick.